Like the Apple tablet, Google's Nexus One smartphone was the source of considerable excitement ahead of its release earlier this month. But what's happened since could serve as an object lesson for any company riding a wave of high-tech expectations. Omar Gayaga joins us now, as he does most Mondays. He's the technology culture reporter for the Austin American Statesman. And Omar, when Google introduced the Nexus One smartphone earlier this month, it was billed as a superphone that could go head-to-head with the iPhone. How's it selling?
Well, not as well as expected, considering all the hype and the reporting that people did on it. One estimate put it at 20,000 phones sold in the first week, which sounds pretty good, but compare that to the 1.6 million Apple iPhone 3GSs that were sold last summer and the 250,000 Droid phones that were sold late last year in the first week. So really, Google has not sold like gangbusters, at least not early on. And I think part of that might be because they're selling it exclusively online. You can't go to a store and buy a Nexus One phone. I think that's part of the issue, is people want to hold a phone in their hand and check it out for themselves. And also, you know, an unlocked version of it is over $500, which is a bit steep considering all the competition that's going on right now in the smartphone market.
And those who have bought the Nexus One, what do they say about it?
Well, the phone itself has gotten pretty good reviews, but there have been some problems, most importantly with customer support. Google's not a hardware company. They're not used to fielding calls on things that don't work hardware-wise. So people are being bounced back between T-Mobile, which is right now the only provider that uses the Nexus One, and with Google. There have been some 3G issues with internet connectivity that people have reported, even touchscreen issues, and also there's the issue of double termination fees. If you break your contract with T-Mobile on the Nexus One, you not only get slapped with a termination fee from T-Mobile, but also one from Google. So a lot of issues with this launch. This has not been exactly as smooth as you might expect from a company like Google.
Omar, there's an obvious gadget battle going on here between Google and Apple. Google announced the Nexus One ahead of the big Consumer Electronics Show. Now Apple is poised to announce not only its new tablet midweek, but rumor has it that it's rolling out even more. Fill us in on the rumors.
Right. Apart from this rumored tablet, Apple usually rolls out quite a bit of products when they do these big events. And some of the things people are most excited about that are still, you know, obviously rumors are a new iPhone version, which definitely the last 3 years we've seen new versions of the iPhone every summer. So that definitely would be on track for Apple. And this would have a 4.0 version of the iPhone OS. So people are very excited about what new features might be in existing iPhones and this theoretical new iPhone that would probably debut in the summer. And there's the big rumor of whether this phone might even be on the Verizon network, that AT&T might lose its exclusivity to carry the iPhone. So that's one rumor. And then there's the rumor about MacBook Pros that may have new hardware from Intel, new faster processors from that line, and also a new version of iLife, which definitely goes along with Apple's pattern of introducing a new version of this software that comes bundled with every Mac every year.
Omar, thanks for bringing us up to date.
Thanks for having me, Robert. And we'll have links to all this information and all the tablet rumors on the All Tech Considered blog at npr.org/alltech.
Okay. Omar Gayaga covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman and for All Tech Considered.